Jesus Heil an meiner Seele, lass an deine Brust mich fliehen, da die Wasser der Ocean und die Wetter her sing. Oh, wie gut ist dir Vertrauen, Jesus dir ergebe ich mich, selig droben dich zu schauen, dein zu bleiben ewiglich. Berg mich in den Lebensstürmen, bis vollendet ist mein Lauf, führe mich zum sicheren Hafen, nimm dann meine Seele auf. Oh, wie gut ist dir Vertrauen, Jesus dir ergebe ich mich, selig droben dich zu schauen, dein zu bleiben ewiglich. Andere Zuflucht hab ich keine, sagen hoff ich nur auf dich. Lass, oh, lass mich nicht alleine, hey, beheer und stärke mich. Oh, wie gut ist dir Vertrauen, Jesus, dir ergebe ich mich. Selig droben dich zu schauen, dein zu bleiben ewiglich. Nur zu dir steht mein Vertrauen, dass kein Liebel mich erschreckt. Mit den Schatten deiner Fliege sei mein wehrlos Haupt bedeckt. Oh, wie gut ist dir Vertrauen, Jesus, dir ergebe ich mich, selig droben dich zu schauen, dein zu bleiben ewiglich. Gnade um Gnade, volles Sehnen sind in dir, o Jesus mein. Lass die Heilung mich bestreben, nimm gereinig mich herein. Oh, wie gut ist dir Vertrauen, Jesus, dir ergebe ich mich, selig droben dich zu schauen, dein zu bleiben ewiglich. Du bist ja des Lebens Quelle, die den Durst auf ewig stillt. Sei der Born in meinem Herzen, der zum ewigen Leben quillt. Oh, wie gut ist dir Vertrauen, Jesus, dir ergebe ich mich, selig droben dich zu schauen, dein zu bleiben ewiglich. Lass mich gehen, lass mich gehen, dass Jesus mich gesehen. Deine Seele ist voll Verlangen, ihm auch ewig zu empfangen und vor seinem Thron zu stehen. For thine throne. in. Jesusly, Son Eder, Vulcan be. Oh, and there the dying common, does the dark middle and frown, shall thine hollas and gaze thee, shall thine hollas and gaze thee, a vision, a vision, is there a logitain, at the flieger, at the flail, lay ye ever stand here, I take on Zion's name, I take on Zion's name, the Versailles, the Versailles. Then he gives all of mine, in der Stadt der goldenen Gassen. Herr, mein Gott, ich kann's nicht fassen, was das Lehrt dir von mir sein, was das Lehrt dir von mir sein. Paradies, Paradies, wie ist deine Frucht so süß, unter deine Lebensbäumen, wird uns sein, als ob wir träumen, bring uns her ins Paradies. Bring uns her ins Paradies.
Well, just 3 years from now, that scripture, that song will become reality.
Mm-hmm.
Just 3 years from now, we wouldn't have to be put in the outs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like right now, we're in the outs. Why are we in the outs? We're in the outs because we got the truth. We didn't have the truth. We wouldn't be putting in the outs.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? When I mean in the outs, you're rejected, you're persecuted, you're on the Isle of Patmos.
Mm-hmm.
John, he was on the Isle of Patmos because of the Word of God. We're in the outs from everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But that's coming to an end. 3 years from now, you wake up in the morning and there'll be no devil around, you know. There'll be no religious people. There'll be no zealots. There'll be no Leonard's on Delta, unless he repents. That's what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
None of these tugs. They're not of God, you know. They're just religion. That religion, that's going down with
that
ship.
That's right.
With that Babylonian ship. That's what that religion, all that religious filth is going to go into destruction.
That's right, because everything...
Just 3 years from now.
That's right. Everything that is not of God will be destroyed, you know, and it's just going to, you know, take a process, but that's going to all have to go.
The key of all this is midnight cry, eh?
It is.
We didn't have the midnight cry. We wouldn't know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. We'd be out here groping in the dark.
Yeah, it's an anchor, like it's something that... You stabilize yourself on.
Sweetly, Lord, have we heard thee calling, come follow me, and we see where thy footsteps falling lead us to thee. Footprints of Jesus that makes the pathway glow. We will follow the
footsteps of Jesus,
where'er they go. Though they lead o'er the cold, dark mountains, seeking his sheep, or along by the low arms fountains, helping the weak. Footprints of Jesus that make the pathway glow. We will follow the steps of Jesus wherever they go. If daily through the temple holy, preaching the word, or in homes of the poor and the lowly, serving the Lord. Footprints of Jesus that makes the pathway glow. We will follow the steps of Jesus wherever they go. Though, dear Lord, that path we keeping, we follow thee. Through the gloom of that place of weeping, Gethsemane. Footprints of Jesus that makes the pathway glow. We will follow the steps of Jesus wherever they go. If thy way and its sorrows bearing, we go again. Up the slopes of the hillsides bearing our cross of pain. Footprints of Jesus that makes the pathway glow. We will follow the steps of Jesus wherever they go. By and by through the shining portals, turning our feet, we shall walk with the glad immortals, heaven's golden street. Footprints of Jesus that makes the pathway glow. We will follow the steps of Jesus wherever they go. Then at last, when on high he sees us, our journey done, we will rest where the steps of Jesus and at his throne. Footprints of Jesus that makes the pathway glow. We will follow the steps of Jesus wherever they go.
That's easier said than done. Mm-hmm. You're gonna be persecuted if you follow Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
See, we have an anchor. When Jesus was here 2,000 years ago, it was Jesus, you know, Jesus plus nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Was Jesus, all those that believed on him, Jesus said, "You can only get yourself to believe on me, as the scriptures say, you'll have eternal life." And then, before, like I keep saying it over and over again, we're following the footsteps of Jesus. We have an anchor to hold ourselves solid to. Then after Jesus went to heaven, it wasn't, now it's not Jesus anymore. Now it's Jesus plus, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And for the Gentiles, after Jesus went to heaven and all, Pentecost came and all that, you know the story. Then for the Gentiles, it was Jesus plus that angel, you know, that angel that came, he said he's going to send. Then it was Jesus plus, and that angel spoke to Apostle Paul. Then it was Jesus plus the Apostle Paul. You know what I'm trying
mm-hmm.
to say. I'm just trying, trying to find that anchor. You and I have that anchor. And then when the first church age, you know, the seven church ages where the Christians, for the church were, for the grace age, you know. And then when I went into the second one, it was Jesus plus Irenaeus, because Jesus plus that angel, and that angel was spoke to Irenaeus. And see, in here in Laodicea, that's why you were still searching when the Lord saved you back when you were 21 years old.
Right.
You had Jesus, but you didn't have the plus. You know what I'm saying? That's all we're trying to tell people, is Jesus plus. Mm-hmm. And I was saved at 71, and I did a lot of strange things, and the people that know me, I grew up I was a strange dude, you know. Mm-hmm. I was different than anybody else. I tried to witness to people, and I didn't know I was living in Satan's, these communes are all of Satan. I didn't know that. I thought that he was supposed to be a Christian in a colony. But I found out early on, that's not so. That's Satan's, I was saved, but I was in Satan's turf, you know. And, so of course I was kind of strange, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And, but see, I persevered. Didn't take till about, like when I was saved in 71, the Lord saved me. And then, I tried to juggle through the journey. I didn't have no comfort. I did the best I knew how. And slipping and falling and all that stuff. You know how it is. And then in about 94, 95, I came to the Jesus Plus thing. I came to the ministry of Brother Brennan, which was really the ministry of that angel, and that angel got the vote course of Brother Brennan. Now it's Jesus Plus, the messenger to the age, you know. Jesus Plus the message to the Laodicea. Just that simple. And that's what people are missing. The whole world is missing the beauty of this. And you and I, we're the only two people that are still with the program.
I don't care how you look at it. And that's why when I was like, I was thinking around 9, 10, when I asked the Lord, I was just meditating on things, and I thought, Lord, where are we in time in the Bible? You know, where is our hour of time in the Bible, you know? Because I can read all the Old Testament stories, but, you know, there's something in the Bible that pertains to where we are living in, and I wanted to know that. When the Lord saved me when I was 21, you know, that question only grew because I read His Word, and there was things in His Word that I didn't quite understand. I was reading, like, Revelation, and I saw the seven church ages, and I wanted to know why they are in the book of Revelation and what they pertain to. And I even asked somebody that I thought was a Christian that would know, like, somebody that's not a Hutterite, you know, that might know more than the Hutterites do, because the Hutterites, they only know what, you know, their forefathers told them, you know. They don't go beyond that era. And then I thought to myself, you know, that's strange that nobody's able to give me that answer that I have. And it wasn't until I came to the ministry of Brother Branham that, you know, the book, the seven church ages and the seals, that, you know, those questions were all answered, that we are actually in the Bible, the church age of Laodicea. That is our message for our day. And then everything started to come together, like the parables, the seven parable of the net that was cast, and that all started to form a picture of what God was doing in our hour. And that's where those questions and that satisfaction that you feel, that now you understand what God is doing in your hour. And that was all fulfilled, that the desire that God put in me. And He was able to, you know, when God puts something in you, He will find a way that the truth that will actually satisfy you.
See, that's what the Hutterites are missing.
Mm-hmm.
These tugs, they keep it from them, you know. Life is useless without the Jesus Plus. But see, you and I, we want the full package. We want Jesus plus the church age in Laodicea. We want that. We want to know what's going on. And then the Lord brought us in the ministry, Brother Branham, back, like I said, back in about 94. And then, man, 11, I was on a roll. And I found that Jesus plus the messenger to the age. Jesus plus exactly what Jesus said. I am going to send somebody. All you got to do is believe that what I'm going to send. And he sent his angel. And then it's so important to know that, because therein is life eternal. This is going to be life eternal. He said before he went to the crucifixion, that they believe in them whom I will send. And we're zeroing in on the church age of Laodicea. The only thing that you will find in Laodicea, this is life eternal. That's it. That they believe on them whom I will send. And here he sent that angel, and that angel linked up with Brother Branham. And then he goes off the scene, that angel linked up with Brother Jackson, chief apostle. Brother Jack goes off the scene, and the Lord then, that angel linked up with Sam and Lorraine. It's just that simple. It's too simple to miss, but the thing of it is, people miss the simplicity of it. And we're not tooting our own horn. We just, because when I take inventory of myself, I've seen a lot of things throughout life that only that angel could show. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And he's just continuing on with the program. And if you want to have eternal life, you come on board and you will have that glory. You'll be in that glorious rapture. It's just that simple. That's the only thing that's left here in these closing days of time. It's the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson. And we're finishing it off. This is finishing touching. This is the message that'll take you to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Mm-hmm. Blessed is he that has been invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And that's what you're going to have when you have the true tree of day. So it's not something straight. See, we have an anchor, you know what I'm saying? We have something that's to hold right. on to.
Mm-hmm.
We got scriptures that's to back right. us up what we're saying, and nobody wants it, you know
Amen.
What I'm saying?
Yeah, and we got the full counsel of God. Like Paul said, I have not shunned you to tell you the full counsel. We can tell people the full counsel. Like when you will listen to all those preachers out there, they're missing it.
Yeah.
They're missing it because they do not understand what God has done in this age. And you know, because of what God has done in this age of Laodicea, opening up the seals of Revelation, we have the understanding of what God has done in the church history. Like for the last 2,000 years, all that happened and why it happened and every event that would line it up with history and the scripture. And it forms such a beautiful picture that you stand in awe of God,
mm-hmm.
how he has designed it all so beautifully. And in his word, it draws a picture out, and your understanding is being enlightened, and you just stand in awe of this great God, how he could do something so perfect, so beautiful. And it words fail you, you know. If you would, you think, one day I thought to myself, when I was going over the feast, and I thought, wow, that is such an amazing God, that he would do something like that. Those feasts, that all they represent something. If I would be doing it, I could not have done it better myself, you know.
Yeah.
Not that I am something, yeah. but I could not have, like, orchestrated better, you know.
Yeah.
So that's how everything comes together. That's why it says line upon line, precept upon precept. Here a little, there a little. Everything comes to place, and it's just.
And that's what people are missing. Mm-hmm. That's what these are. We're mostly these Hutterites. That's where mm-hmm. the Lord. God allowed us to be raised up, and we know a lot of them, and that's what they're missing. That's why I'm so against these tugs. I call them tugs because they have to be a tug, because anybody, they're wicked people. They keep the truth from the people, just exactly the same people that Jesus fought with back when he was here. Your tradition. It's all about tradition,
mm-hmm.
and your religion and your tradition have kept the word of God in effect. And see, you and I, the Lord took us out of there, and we escaped that prison, that that religious prison. And now the Lord has given us a crystal clear understanding. That's why we can sit here and say it's Jesus' blood. And all we're trying to do, we're trying to bring that plus into the colonies, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Because we know they're missing it. I grew up in there. I know a lot of people in there. And their heart goes out because they're missing it. And they're following this tradition. And in the meantime, they're missing the whole concept of everything. But see, we just got to keep chipping away. I was thinking last night, when I went to bed, I couldn't wait till morning, because to wake up and do whatever the Lord wants us to do. We're about the Lord's business. We wake up at 5 o'clock, and then we're about the Lord's business. And we get up to pray, and how good we have it, you know? We're doing something for the Lord. That's what matters. We're not doing something for ourselves. We're not doing nothing for that other colony. We're not doing nothing for the world. We're doing strictly things for the Lord. That's why he's given us this band-aid, because he knew our makeup. He knew we're not going to buckle when they put pressure on us, and we're just continuing on with the program. He said that you'll come and share all my sorrow. He said you'll be there for all my tomorrow. I came so close to sending you away, but just like you promised, you came here to stay. I just had to pray. And Jesus said, come to the water, stand by my side. I know you are thirsty, you won't be denied. I felt every teardrop when in the darkness you cried. And I strove to remind you that for those tears I died. Your goodness so great, I can't understand. But dear Lord, I know that all this was planned. Savior, you'll always will be. Your love loosed my chains, and in you I am free. But Jesus, why me? And Jesus said, come to the water, stand by my side. I know you are thirsty, you won't be denied. I felt every teardrop when in the darkness you cried. And I strove to remind you that for those tears I died. Jesus, I give you my heart and my soul. I know that without God, I'll never be whole. Savior, open all the right doors. I thank you and praise you from earth's humble shores. Take me, I'm yours. And Jesus said, come to the water, stand by my side. I know you are thirsty, you won't be denied. I felt every teardrop when in darkness you cried. And I strove to remind you that for those tears I died. And Jesus said, come to the water, stand by my side. I know you are thirsty, you won't be denied. I felt every teardrop when in the darkness you cried. And I strove to remind you that for those tears I died. Well, here it is. Mm-hmm. You don't have to cry anymore. This is what will fill you. You just put your trust. We know we're right, eh?
Mm-hmm.
We're just continuing on, eh?
That's right.
Jesus said this is going to be eternal life. We're just continuing on. We tapped into it, and we found that fairly great price, and we're now, mm-hmm. what we're trying to do now, we're trying to deliver to people that are hungry and thirsty and this is that. It's supernaturally. God will supernaturally heal you from cancer if you can only come to that string. If I sign and song, I know of a string. This here is that string. I don't know why people don't get it. We've been trying to tell it to them, but see, they put you in the oath because that Leonard and them thugs, they're not of God. You know, I know they don't like it when we say that. And how do you know they're not of God? Well, you present them with something that you know is the truth. That's all Jesus did. He told people the truth, and he told the scribes and the Pharisees the truth, and then they ended up crucifying. And then along comes the Apostle Paul. He told the people the truth, and they ended up putting him in the outs. And then eventually I don't know how he died. I think they chucked his head out or something.
Yeah, that's
and
what
then on and gone, and all right, trot for the last 2,000 years. If you're really serious with the Lord, you will be shunned. You will be put in the outs, and that's what happened to you and I. The proof is in the pudding. Because we simply told them the truth, and then they put you in the outs. But see, the truth keeps marching on. Mm-hmm. We're not stopping. They control whatever they want to have. And today, there are these ungodly people in the pulpits. That's what we said yesterday. That's where the problem is. It's these guys in the boat, these scribes and these Pharisees. See, we have a Satan. We're really this planet here right now. It belongs to Satan. He's the prince. Mm-hmm. He's the prince of this planet. That's why Jesus said, "My kingdom." He told Pilate, "My kingdom is not of this world." Because Satan has hijacked this kingdom, and he's out there renting and raving, and he uses these religious zealots. He uses religion to deceive people and to trap people, and indeed, that's why I say, these preachers, they're not of God. They're of the devil. It's hard to fathom, but that's what it is, because all that Hutterite, all that Amish thing, it's a religious system. It's Satan, Satan is the head. I mean, it's just that simple. It took me a lifetime to figure that out, but see, eventually, as you keep on moving on, and you kindly you allow the Lord to lead and guide you, then eventually you come to that place where you can actually now say, they're not of God. How do you know they're not of God? I present them with the truth. They do not want the truth. If they would be of God, then they would have accepted the truth. Like you and I, when you was presented with the church age book, you know it was the truth, and you embrace it with a passion. The same way when I heard about Brother Brenner, I know what was the truth, and I embraced it with a passion, simply because we're of God. And regardless of all our faults and all our issues, there came a day, one day, when we decided we want to follow Jesus. And
that's right.
We opened, and did exactly what it says in Revelation. Mm-hmm. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anybody, whether a woman or a girl, no matter who, what, where, if you will open up the door, he will come in, and he'll sup with you, and he'll lead you right on into glory. He'll forgive your sins, and he'll give you eternal life, and he'll do that if you can only hear him pleading and nothing with you, and trying to get your attention. That's all. That's all we did, and then we kept on going. We know the truth is marching on, and we kept on moving on. So that's about it. That's why we're doing what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is holding out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He is a loosest faithful lot of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. today's hour, because we're not traditions, it's the ascension, I guess, mm-hmm. to call it. Mm-hmm. We don't go by tradition, eh? We go by the Bible. Yeah. And today is when Jesus went to heaven. Like, if you go every year, it's a different time, because we go by the moon, eh? The first new moon after the spring equinox determines that's when the new year is. Mm-hmm. Like, we had it figured out. Well, when did we have it this year? We had it at when it was our new year. It's exactly the first new moon, which came to be when was it? April or what? Whatever it was, from that new moon, that's when the year starts, and from there we start counting. 14 days, that's when the Passover is, and that's exactly, we go right to the day. Like,
yeah,
I said,
the new
every
moon,
year is different.
Yeah, the new moon this year was April 17.
So April 17, that's when you and I, that's the new moon?
Mm-hmm.
That's when we had our new year. The new year started counting April 17, and from there 14 we kept to the full moon, and that's where you and I take our Passover, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, you add, then you had 3 days, and then you come to, that was May 1, I guess, eh?
Mm-hmm.
That was May 1. And then you come to May 3, that's when the resurrection was, right? Mm-hmm. And then from there, from May 3, that's what you and I did. We don't follow the church world trend,
mm-hmm.
you know. They go by the Sundays, and they just kind of sloppy Joe. They
uh-huh.
just slap it in there.
That's right. That's how that Easter came about, you know.
Mm-hmm.
When you will go back to history, in the early church, they just had the Passover. And then after the early church went to sleep, there was bishops that arose that Satan used, that always wanted to change things. Like, they wanted to change the Passover to Easter. And Polycarp, he fought against it, you know, what they were trying to do. And you can read it in history, how the devil slowly creeps in and change things. And he wants to take away the real, what's real. So he brought in this Easter, and Easter is really not the real day for the Passover that they have. They will take the Sunday, but when you will go follow according to Leviticus, the feast, how God has commanded the Israelites to have the feast, then you will see that it will not always come out on a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
It comes out wherever the new moon and the full moon, how that is played out in a month. And
mm-hmm.
every year is different. Because if you take the spring equinox, after the spring equinox, the new year after the spring equinox, it will always be at, sometimes it falls in where the spring equinox and the new moon is so close together that they take it before, and that kind of confuses the picture. Like this year, that's how it happened. That's why
mm-hmm.
they already have the Pentecost and everything passed.
Mm-hmm.
But we're still going by the scriptural new moon after the spring equinox, and that brings in the new year.
Yeah.
And then all the other feasts then follow according to Leviticus 23. When you will read Leviticus 3, that's how it's actually done. But Satan has crept in and confused the picture, and that's why people don't even know what's right and wrong anymore. They just follow traditions.
Amen to that. That's what the devil does. He wants to confuse the picture that nobody sees. But see, we're staying with the truth.
Mm-hmm.
We're staying with the program. The first new moon after the spring equinox, it happened to be this year, May 1.
Mm-hmm.
There we go,
right.
To May 3. That was when the resurrection.
That's right. Uh-huh.
And from there we count 40 days. And then from 40 days from there, that comes to today. Today
right.
is
mm-hmm.
the true ascension.
When you will take it to where Jesus was, it says that Jesus was on the earth for 40 days after his resurrection. After, so you start counting after the resurrection, which is May 3, and then was the resurrection, so you start counting after that, and then it'll come out to June 12 is the ascension.
Ascension. Today, Jesus went to heaven.
And then 9 days after that is the Pentecost, and that will come to June 21.
That's what we stay by.
Mm-hmm.
See, I got the, all day yesterday, there was a scripture, I want to just read it here. Blessed is fifth, and das wir da sein zu kommen, zu sein, a ruhe nicht für sein. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 1. That, therefore, we must be wary that while the promise of entering into his rest remains open, none of you may seem to have come short of it. See, here it says in King James, let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it.
Mm-hmm.
So lasset uns nun fürchten, dass wir die Verheißung einzukommen zu seiner Ruhe nicht versäumen und unser keiner dahinten bleibe. That's why you and I are so diligent. That's why you and I, because we fear that we will miss that rapture. We will miss that millennium. It says here, let us fear, therefore fear, lest the promise be left us of entering into this rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. See, that's why we're on this journey. That's why you take everything so serious. That's why we don't follow the world church trend. That's because the Satanists that have that, Satan has infiltrated every aspect of society. He's controlling the church world system. He's controlling all these communes. He's controlling all these cults. He's controlling everything on planet Earth except here now. You and I, we're staying with the program that God has instituted. This is going to be eternal life, that they believe on them whom I will send. And we're still with the program here in the church. The latest it began in 1906. And then he's 1906 started, and during and between that church, somewhere in there, God said he's going to send that prophet Elijah in the church age of Laodicea. Behold, before he come, he's going to send that prophet Elijah. And we just happen to keep searching and searching. There's something in our makeup. There's something the Lord put into us that we kept searching until we found it. And I kept searching until they told me God sent the prophet. And then I prayed about it, and the Lord let me know, this is my prophet. If you will believe it, you'll be blessed. Of course I believed it because I wanted to be blessed. I wanted that blessing. And then here, the only thing that'll give you eternal life is to believe the message for your day. It's just that simple. Anything outside, that belongs to Satan. It's just that simple. We gotta say it the way it is, even though we don't like it. Even people, they'll put us in yard because we tell them the truth. But we'll keep on telling them the truth. This is life eternal in the church of the liberty that you believe in God, and God had sent. And that's, we're just putting on, he said, Brother Branham, and then that angel got the whole court of Brother Jackson, and then he found you and I faithful to continue on with the program because he tried us. He knew we're not going to buckle. They tried everything they could back at that compound. Oh, they told me you don't have a wife, you don't have a children, but I knew I had something. I knew I was right. I knew when I told him God sent the prophet, and that baptism is of the devil. I knew what I was talking about, and then they wanted me to take it back, you know, to go and apologize for telling them the truth. Well, I refused to do that, and then they put you in the outs, and of course, that's why we just keep on going. See, the truth is marching on. I can't help it if the truth is marching on, so I just moved on with the truth. Just that simple. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for this another day of life and the many things you do for us, Lord. Just too numerous to mention. We just give you thanks, Lord, that you've It's God's worthy to work for you, to be persecuted for the sake of Christ and for the sake of truth. And we just give you thanks because we have nothing in ourselves. We just want to be led and guided by that of your Spirit, Lord. And just pray, Lord, you'll open the hearts of the people because it's all in vain what we're doing here, Lord. If you done come in and into our circle here and then go out there and open the hearts of the people and open up their understanding, because the things we say don't mean nothing. It just beat their gums together. If you done gift that increase, Lord, and you open up the hearts and gift them the understanding like you did to us. We saw truth and we embraced it with a passion, and then from there, Lord, you kept leading us on into them. We're exactly where we are today. And been the finishing, you allowed us to put on the finishing touches, Lord. But I pray, Lord, you'll open the hearts of the people. That's all we can ask for you, Lord. We just pray to continue to guide us by that of your Spirit. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
That's what we're doing. Because we fear.
Mm-hmm.
Let us fear. Dass wir uns fürchten, dass wir das Einzukommen zu seiner Ruhe nicht versagen. Just 3 years from now, I said earlier, 3 years from now you'll wake up in the morning and there'll be no devil.
Mm-hmm.
But see, we're going up into the rapture, to the marriage supper of the Lamb, and then we're coming back here to rule and reign with the Lord Jesus Christ. His plan is going to be here forever, and then for thousands of years, Jesus comes down here, and I don't know exactly how everything's going to work. But Jesus is here. There's no more devil. Right now there's a devil out there. We got to contend with him on every day. That's why I keep saying he puts it in the house, because the devil does not like people to expose him to tell him where his nest is, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't like us talking about that he's the prince of this world. He doesn't like us telling these other right tongues, these preachers, that they need to repent and that they're about the wrong thing, you know
mm-hmm,
what I'm saying?
Yeah, he doesn't like it when we expose him, because there are so many things that we expose him, like, for example, that Easter thing we're exposing that water baptism, you know, how he came in after the early church went off the scene, that he was able to, that Antichrist spirit arose, and there was all these confusion that came about. That's what that Antichrist spirit brought with him, all kinds of false doctrine, and they brought in such a confused picture that Constantine, the emperor, a pagan worshipping emperor, had to step in to appease these bishops that didn't know right and wrong anymore. And then that was when it was instituted, water baptism in the Trinity. And ever since then, people have been baptizing in the Trinity, totally ignorant of the ways and the things that Satan has been up to, you know. And here we come along and we expose him. We expose the unfruitful works of darkness, and we're considered the bad guys because we do that. We're exposing how he works and who he uses. Like, Satan has to use somebody. When you will look at the four horse riders, that white horse rider, he was using that Antichrist spirit to come in and infiltrate in the church with all these false doctrines. And then when you come to the red horse rider, he used the Roman Empire, Roman Catholicism, to martyr Christians, you know, to kill off the Christianity. And you can see how Satan changes his ways and his tactics in order to do things. And people are so blinded by it. They just follow religions and traditions, and they're totally ignorant of that there is an adversary out there, that he has an objective in mind, and we come along and we expose it, and we're considered the bad people because we expose his evil work.
Yeah, that's the only crime we can commit. It. We tell the people the truth,
right.
Like in this society that we're living in, like exactly like the Bible says, the truth shall be evil spoken of, because the truth will be put out there as a lie, and the lie will be manufactured as being the truth. Good will be called evil, and evil will be called good. That's the hour we're living in. That's why the Lord has honed out you and I, because he knows we'll be unshakable. They'll throw everything they can at us, but we're still going to stay true to form. And the first thing they use here, those of your own household, will be your biggest fault. And ever since I ever since I came to the message of Brother Branham, my wife, she was dead against that message, and she's the first person I told about it, and see what the devil will do. Then he gets her to try to get me off that the fact that God sent the prophet. And she right till the day she died, she wanted me to come back to that compound. The minute I go back to that compound, to that Hutterite Club, the fact that God sent the prophet, it cannot exist in there. If you go in there, that brand of movement will not exist, because they'll take it out from you. Like, I know what I'm talking about. So I was in there for probation for 6 weeks, and then those 6 weeks, they tried over time to work on me to deny the fact that God sent the prophet. Mm-hmm. Well, when the 6 weeks of probation was up, I had a meeting in the kangaroo court, and I told them I can't accept your I want no part of your stuff. And then they put me in the outs again, because they couldn't rob this thing, this treasure that I had, the fact that God sent the prophet. Mm-hmm. See, we've been tried. That was our trial, to see if the Lord can trust us with giving us here to put in the finishing touches. That's why you and I have been faithful down through time to stay with the Word of God. And then Jesus, God was looking for somebody who is then that faithful and wise servant whom the Lord has found faithful and true, that's going to stick the course no matter what they put on, no matter how they pressure, he's going to stay the course. And then God will use that individual to deliver meat in due season, mm-hmm. and to bring in that living water. That's all we're doing. We're just continuing on with the program, because the God of heaven has found you and I faithful to do this very thing. That's why we're working over to bring a truth out in these closing days of life. And all you got to do is come on board, and God will somehow, by the Spirit of the living God, he will clean you up, because you'll be part of that stream. And once you're in that stream, it'll wash you, it'll open up your understanding, it'll give you everything that you need to continue on with the program. It's just mm-hmm. that simple. I don't know how simple I can put it, because the Lord is using you and I to do this very thing. And like I say, see, we got the devil's number.
That's
he
right.
doesn't like it having his number. When we got his number, we can know exactly what happened back in the 1520s when Martin Luther came on the scene to just to live by faith. Satan is doing up to a dastardly program again. He comes in with these holy rulers, with these Andreas Ehrenpreis, I keep saying it over them. And now what you see out there, you see that Hutterite Nation, you see that Amish Nation, you see all these cults, you see that Society of Brethren down there, but it's all Antichrist made. It's all because Satan, back after Martin Luther, they came in and they did the same thing like they did back in the early church. They didn't come and comes Nicaea and come Constantine to change the water baptism. Mm-hmm. And here and comes these Antichrist to defuse and to put the message of Martin Luther out of commission. Now we got the results for
That's
it.
Right.
And see, we're on to the devil. We got his number. Nobody will tell you what we're telling you, because see, we got the devil's number.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we qualify to tell him and to bring everything out in you and to expose his trickery. You know, he's full
right.
of tricks.
Uh-huh.
He works behind the scenes, and in his hour he works through religion. He works through these Leonards from Deltas and these Arnas from Acadia and these Tugs in the pulpit. We call them Tugs because that's what they are. But see, there's still room for them to repent. We're putting it out there so that before all this thing, before it's too late, they can still repent and they can come on board, because it's for whosoever will, even that Leonard from Delta, he can come on board
mm-hmm.
and believe whosoever will. It says whosoever will let him come. Him that is a thirst, let him come. Him that is invited, blessed is he that has been invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And the Lord God gave you and I the mandate to do this very thing that we're doing here. Nobody's going to do it because they don't know about it. They don't know what Satan's triggering. But see, we're part of that, like the things that Brother Branham brought out. Only that angel could reveal to Brother Branham about what happened in the garden, the test against him. And only that angel could tell Brother Jackson what happened in the prehistoric, because it was that angel that told Brother Jackson what happened in the prehistoric age. And only that angel could tell us, you and I, about Satan's trickery, how he took, back in the days of Martin Luther, how he infiltrated Christianity and the church. Well, and that's where these communes started stepping up all of a sudden. And and to this day, they're Satanist ahead. I mean, I know people don't like us talking to plain, but that's the only way we could talk. We cannot walk on eggshells and bring out the truth, because if we yet please man, we cannot be a servant of Christ. I would rather not go out there to be an offense to people, because then you can't be about the Lord's business. You always have to walk on eggshells and be very careful what you say, because you might offend somebody. Well, we're not caring about offending somebody, because we don't want to offend the Lord. And that's what we're doing. That's why we're telling people the truth that we have here in these closing days of time. And imagine, 3 years from now, once we get to the marriage supper, we're coming back here again. We're coming back down here to rule and reign, and this planet is going to be put back exactly where it was before the flood. And there's no devil here. Imagine waking up in the morning with no devil and not being put on the outs, and we're free to go out there and talk to things about the things of the Lord. Well, that's just 3 years up the road here from now. And that's that blessed hope, you know what I'm saying? And we're just continuing on with the program. And we're just trying to expose the devil and do whatever it takes to tell people that's just where it's at. Take it or leave. Because everything else, that Leonard's program, it'll just vaporize. Everything of the devil will just disintegrate into nothing. Just like it's never been anything. Because before Jesus sets up his kingdom, none of that garbage, that Babylon, that whole religious system out there, it's all going to disappear. Just that simple.
Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you. We give you thanks for everything you've done for us. We give you thanks for your word, how we can use your word as a road map, and it will always lead us in the right direction, just like David wrote, "Thy word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway, Lord." And we give you thanks for that, how you've established everything so wonderfully, and everything is so beautifully made, Lord. And it's all part of your creation, Lord. And we give you thanks and we praise your wordy name. And we just want to clear up some cobwebs about the Passover and how all of this is played out, like today. It's June the 12th, and it's the Ascension Day, when Jesus was ascended back 2,000 years ago, Lord. And we're just keeping that alive, Lord. That is what happened, Lord. And it's not part of history, but it's a part of our everyday walk, Lord. It's all reality to us, and we just want to make it alive to people, Lord. We just give you thanks for all things. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.